But I feel like God definitely has an agenda that he wants to help the church as a body, maybe even several people individually. Amen. Joshua 6 and verse 16, it says, "And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city." Now, I'm going to point that out at this particular moment in time, because we're about to see later, is nothing has happened. All walls of Jericho are still standing. Everybody within the walls are still alive. All animals, all of their spoil, everything is still within walls. And I can just imagine maybe there might have been some people like, "I don't see how God's given us the city, because it's still right there, Joshua." And in verse 20 it says, "So the people shouted." So they didn't question Joshua. They just shouted. "So when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout." It's not half their heart, not a little baby shout, but with a great shout, "that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straightway before him. And they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword." You don't have to turn there, but I'm going to flip over to Hebrews chapter number 11. Verse number 30, and it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down." By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Amen, amen. You can put your Bibles down for just a short little, for a little bit right now. I'm going to ask us to bind together and pray for this service tonight. And I'm going to preach to you, my Jericho is coming down. I want this service to be very personal to each of us. My Jericho is coming down. Let's lift our voice and begin to worship the Lord tonight. Let's ask him to move here in this place. To your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. God bless you, and you may be seated here tonight. Amen. Like this morning, I have a couple more scriptures to start off. But you can see where I went with Hebrews 11 and 30. It says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down." And faith is a key tool in living for God. We cannot serve or love or live for God without faith. It requires faith to believe that there is a God. It requires faith to continue living for God. It requires faith for anything to transpire in our walk with God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. We've got to have faith in living for God. Matthew 17 verse 19 says, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief." If I could be so frank, he said, because your lack of faith, because you don't have enough faith for it, because of your unbelief. To me, unbelief, faith is on the right, on one side, and unbelief is the opposite of faith. Because of your unbelief. "For verily I say unto you," and this is why I believe that, "if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed." Now, I have very, very terrible eyesight, blind eyes, but if you put a mustard seed in a baggie and you tried showing it to me, I would tell you that the bag is empty. Because a mustard seed is that small. But he said, "because of your unbelief," then he proceeds to go after and says, "if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can look at a mountain and say, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. I was talking with Brother Joshua this morning, and we were discussing how Jesus would say some things, and we made the comment that God was pretty upfront. God never really beat around the bush. He was always straight and direct to the point. We heard this morning, he said, repent or perish. You know, if you don't repent, you're going to perish. There's no in between. He put it right there as is. And right here, he did the same. Hey, you don't have faith. It's your unbelief. You've got faith. You can look at a mountain, say, move, and it will be done. And he still continues and just goes direct to them. And it says, it's not that it may or may not be done, but it shall be done, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Mark 11:22, it says, and Jesus answering saith unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast thou into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. No question, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall receive them. Faith is an awesome thing to talk about. But if we can get rid of this little thing of doubt in our heart, anything can happen. I just read you multiple verses where it says, ye shall have them done. Ask and it will be given unto you. If you eliminate a doubt, eliminate unbelief, anything will happen with just a little bit of faith here tonight. Hallelujah, amen. I love to preach about faith. And it's not because it's the only thing I have to preach about. The Bible is massive, it's huge, it's super thick, you know. There's a lot to preach about, but faith, I love it. And it's because I feel like, and I would like to believe that I have a lot of faith. That if someone with an issue or whatever come to the front and we pray, I believe that God would do it right then. No questions asked. There, not even a question in my mind. Is God going to do it or is he not? And if God chooses not to do it, it's not going to affect my faith. This is where we've got to make up our minds. God, if I come over and over, you don't touch me, I'm still going to have faith in you. I still got faith that God can do all things no matter what happens in our lives. In Jesus' name. Does anybody have faith here tonight? Has anybody feel their faith building up here tonight? All we got to have is a little bit of faith the size of a mustard seed. The size of a mustard seed. Something you can't see. And anything can happen in this little church house tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. If Jesus said it can happen, it will happen. If you have received a promise from God, that promise will come to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When God gives you a promise, it's going to happen. If you say, well, if it happens, no, there's no if in the vocabulary for God. If God gave you a promise, it's going to happen. If God said your lost loved one's going to come to church, it's not if they come to church, it's when they're sitting in the pew next to you. If God said he's going to give you a miracle, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens. God will give you your miracle. Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I want us to start erasing any doubt that we might have here tonight. Doubt has to flee. Unbelief has to flee. God wants to do great things in New Life Tabernacle. Hallelujah. 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 Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie. That's why I said it's when it happens. Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through the preaching which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. When God speaks, it'll come to pass. God can heal the issue of blood back in the Bible days. He can still heal an issue of blood here today. If God can make the lame to walk in the Bible days, God can cause the lame to walk right now. If God can heal cancer so many years ago for my grandma, God can still do it today. If God can raise the dead for Sister Pam's dad and many countless others, He can still do it right now, today in November. There's nothing God cannot do. Oh, are you getting the picture here tonight? God wants to build our faith up. There's miracles that He wants to happen here in New Life. There's things that are going to happen. But we got to say goodbye to unbelief. Goodbye to doubt. And let our faith arise. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I don't have much longer. I told you that. But I'm not preaching about faith again. I reiterate, because I have nothing else to talk about. But preaching on faith is to build your faith. It's to build your faith up. Because as humans, it is easy for us to get doubt. It is easy for our faith to waver on something we have not seen. It, when we don't see the miracle transpiring, it's just a little bit of flesh. And there's something called the devil, the enemy, our adversary, who's working against us night and day, trying to keep us from our faith building up. He knows, oh, church, I feel the Holy Ghost. He knows the potential that this church has. And if we can let our faith build, if we can let our faith arise, we're going to go where the devil cannot stop us. Revival is going to happen. Miracles. In Jesus. In Jesus' name. Woo! Jesus! Oh, come on, like, clap your hands right now. Can you feel the faith arising in this place? Oh, there's such potential in this house right now. The power of God is in this place. Respond to it right now. Jesus. Sometimes responding in faith is not doing the same thing that we've always done. I preached it a long time ago. I believe it was probably one of the first five messages that I preached here. And I remember I titled it, "Are You Too Scared or Do You Just Not Care?" And y'all know me. I think y'all have gotten to know me enough now that I'm not trying to be mean. There's not a mean bone in my body. Unless you do something to my family, then I'll get mad and maybe mean. But when it comes, I love people. I have a passion for people. My whole desire in my life is just to help people. If I can see somebody go to heaven with me, that's what I want to see. If I can make an impact on someone's life, that's what I want to see. So you know I'm not trying to be mean. But when it comes to a miracle, sometimes it comes and God wants to see just how bad you really want it. Just how bad do you really want that miracle? Are you fine with your miracle not getting answered tonight? Are you okay with sitting in your pew and letting another service just go by? What are you going to do to get God's attention? We can look at Peter and how he walked on the water. No other disciple has that story but Peter. And it took Peter by stepping out of his comfort zone. The woman with the issue of blood had to make her way through the press. Blind Bartimaeus had to shout against opposition. Daniel prayed in opposition. The three Hebrew children had to stand up and face opposition. What are you going to do, and how bad do you want your miracle tonight? Jesus' name. Again, I say, sometimes it takes stepping out of your comfort zone. Doing what you always done is not the key sometimes, but doing more. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's worship right now. Let's pray right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, it's responding to the Holy Ghost. Not because I'm preaching, but when was the last time a lady shouted their hair down in church because God encouraged it? When was the last time a guy got on the floor and rolled in the Holy Ghost because he felt faith pushing him to?